Unit 10. Listening, page 72. Listen to different people telling stories about their pets. 1.
I'd never really thought about getting a pet, but one day there was this poor little thing sitting outside the library at college. She looked terrible. It was very cold and she was shaking. She was also very thin and had a cut on her paw. I just couldn't bear it. I mean, what had she done to deserve this? In the end, I took her home. We call her Lucky, and she's just like another member of the family now. Honestly, I can't understand why she was abandoned in the first place. She's very obedient and always comes when you call her.
2.
We got Freddy about 4 years ago. He's a beautiful blue-black colour, and he has a long black tail and black fins. We got a special tank for him and filled it with plants and different colour stones. The tank also has a pump which keeps the water clean and oxygenated. But we would sometimes wonder if he was lonely, swimming around his tank all by himself. So, last year, we bought a companion for him, Jimmy. Jimmy is a standard gold colour. They ignore each other a lot of the time. But I think that Freddy must be happier now. He has a friend in his tank.
3.
Tweety was a real character. We used to let him fly around the house, but it was never very difficult to get him to go back into his cage. He'd get tired and go back of his own accord, or you could put a lettuce leaf inside and he'd fly back in to eat it. Anyway, one day he had been hopping around in the living room all afternoon, looking at himself in the mirror from time to time. I was working, but when I went to try to get him back into the cage, I couldn't find him. I looked everywhere. I was really worried and was beginning to think he'd got out when something made me look behind the mirror. Can you believe it? There he was, sound asleep.
4.
I'd offered to look after my friend's house while they were away on holiday. I was living just round the corner, so it wasn't difficult for me to go round once a day and check that everything was okay. The only hard part was that they had two pet rabbits, Harry and Bill. They had a special cage and an area with a fence where they could hop about. One day, they were in there together when Harry suddenly jumped over the fence. I didn't know he was able to jump that high, so it was a real shock. It took me about 10 minutes to catch him and put him back. Then, can you believe it, Bill jumped out.